The countdown is on to the opening of a new transportation hub in western Massachusetts later this year. There are so-called punch list details to be taken care of, such as putting in furniture, building out retail space, putting up a flagpole, hanging artwork, placing historic artifacts, and installing security cameras. But the major construction work for the $94 million renovation and restoration of Springfield's Union Station is finished.
So for all intents and purposes, we're done.
Christopher Moskal, director of the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, said the station will have its grand reopening in April.
We think the design, we think the job that Doc has done as the CM has been superb. Absolutely superb.
Workers have painstakingly restored the passenger waiting area to invoke the grandeur of the 1926 Union Station, right down to the terrazzo floor and a working original clock. The renovations to the station, which closed in the 1970s, include a new train boarding platform, a 26-bay bus terminal, and 377-space parking garage. Officials announced this week that 75% of the available retail space in the station has been rented. Negotiations are continuing with transportation companies for ticketing and office space and with potential tenants for the almost 70,000 square feet of commercial space. Moskal said the goal is to collect enough revenue from the leases so the city's taxpayers will not have to cover an operating deficit for the building.
We are also fortunate that the city was able to negotiate in the community host agreement with MGM dollars that would go towards this project, so it'll be $500,000 a year for 15 years.
Mayor Dominic Sarno did not rule out the possibility Union Station will get some financial help from the city.
Many of these Union Stations across the country, when you first start, it is not uncommon for them to be occupied 40, 50, 60%. And there's usually a ramp-up time of 2 to 3 years on it. So there might have to be some type of subsidy, and as I've done with other economic development projects in the city of Springfield.
The downtown station is expected to be an economic catalyst, drawing an estimated 4 million train and bus passengers in its first full year of operation, according to Kevin Kennedy, the city's chief development officer.
In addition to the 4 million here, there'll be 10,000 a day coming to you, down to MGM. So all these people create economic development and opportunities for everybody.
The city is working to develop a dining district and an innovation district for entrepreneurial startups within a short walking distance from the station. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.